This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We start today on Beacon Hill with a discussion about union rights and union solidarity. Right now, a crowd is gathering in support of public employee union members in Wisconsin, where protesters have gathered for over 1 week.
Lawmakers in that state have been battling over a bill that would restrict public employees' unions. Legislative debate on the bill ground to a halt after Democratic senators fled the state in order to prevent a vote. But that hasn't stopped public debate across the country over workers' rights to organize and bargain with their employers.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa is at Beacon Hill. Adam, how are you doing?
Hey, Meghna. The crowd is gathering pretty quickly here. We've got folks from the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the AFL-CIO, AFSCME, that's the Public Employee Union, SEIU, Jobs with Justice. We've got signs like Solidarity from Boston Harbor to Green Bay. We are all Wisconsin public employees. I'd say 2-3 dozen here at this point, and they're expecting as many as 500 have registered. I'm told by one organizer with Jobs with Justice that she told me that she's been trying to organize similar things over the last couple of months and has gotten much, much more rapid traction on this than anything that she's gotten in quite some time. She says what's going on in Wisconsin has really struck a nerve, and it's not just in Wisconsin. She says it's the budget bills going on in Washington right now. There's a sense among the people that she deals with that the country is going in a direction that they don't want to see it going. And they're here to say that they're here to express that point of view.
And Adam, I understand there's also a counter rally planned today.
Yeah, we have folks from the Tea Party lining up a little bit to the left of the State House steps. It's just a couple of folks at this point carrying signs that say, let's see, unions are un-American, unions are the problem. And there was a gentleman there who is with that group who is shooting some video. And I went to ask him what he was doing here and what he, what was on his mind. And he asked me who I was, and I was happy to tell him I'm Adam Ragusa from WBUR. And he asked if I was in a union, and I said no. And he said, okay, good, because we don't think that reporters who are here who are members of unions can objectively report on this story, and we want to be here to keep an eye on them.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa on Beacon Hill. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, to give us some perspective on collective bargaining and union rights here in the U.S. and in Massachusetts, we're joined by Alex Kasar, professor of history and social policy at Harvard's Kennedy School. And Professor Kasar, thanks for coming back to Radio Boston.
It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Well, so we just heard union supporters rallying on Beacon Hill. Do you think unions across the country should be worried about what's going on in Wisconsin?
Yes, I think they are worried, and I think that it is appropriate that that they are worried. I think that what is going on in Wisconsin, and there are parallel efforts emerging in a number of different states, is an effort to strip from public workers the right to collective bargaining, and public workers are right now a very important segment of the unionized labor force in general.
Well, we've seen over the years a steady erosion of union membership and union power, and I'm sort of curious, do you know, relative to the rest of the country, what's the state of union membership here in Massachusetts or of union power?
I can't give a very precise answer to that. I'll fudge. I would guess it's probably about average, maybe somewhat above average.
Mm-hmm.
For Northeast and Midwest states, it's probably about average. One of the big cleavages in the United States, of course, is that the South has very little unionization.
Right. Now, in Wisconsin, the standoff between Governor Scott Walker and the unions over collective bargaining is a standoff with one conservative Republican governor. Politically, a much different environment here in Massachusetts, and yet the state does face challenges around healthcare costs and pension reform. What role should unions play in trying to control these costs, or what role do you expect them to be, that they will be asked to play?
You mean in Massachusetts?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think that unions have to be sensitive and generally are sensitive, but they have to be sensitive to the economic climate of the times and to the pressures that are put on the legislature and the governor with how to distribute scarce goods. And I think that unions have to, have to bargain in good faith, and probably it's particularly important that they try to do everything they can to have their members provide good service. I don't think, I mean, let me take the flip side of it. I don't think that that it is the obligation of public sector unions to go along with the presumption that they are the reason why state budgets are in deficit and having difficulty, because that simply isn't true.
And yet, I mean, is there, well, what about public support for unions? Because sort of where I was going with that question is there does seem to be, and maybe it's because of all the publicity, I mean, all the sort of this rather explosive and controversial story that comes out of Wisconsin, unions, for better or for worse, are being labeled with that.
Yes, they are being labeled with that. And there are several pieces to this story. There's a longer historical story, which goes back really to the 70s and to Ronald Reagan, which has to do with unions being blamed for having high wages, which are allegedly retarding economic growth and hurting the public coffers. Those are allegations which, in general, don't stand up much to a detailed or comparative analysis. And certainly, most recently, there's been what seems to me to be a very effective public relations campaign, an anti-union campaign, which is describing public workers, you know, as fat, lazy people who don't work very hard and are paid more than workers in the private sector, which is also not true.
Well, what about public support for unions? We've noticed that membership is down. Does it follow then that, I mean, does that explain why public support for unions is down as well, because membership is down? Does it immediately follow?
No, it doesn't immediately follow. I mean, membership in unions is down and has been coursing downwards since actually 1957, with some ups and downs, for a variety of reasons. One of which is that the unions may be less well regarded, but there are others, such as the change in the composition of the American labor force. There are fewer manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the auto sector was very heavily unionized, but there are probably only 25% as many jobs in the auto industry as there were 30 years ago. Another factor is that a lot of industry has moved to the South, which is historically inhospitable territory for unions. And it is also the case that for the last 2 to 3 decades, really, there have been fairly concerted attacks on unions and on the whole principle that unionization is a good thing and helps to defend mainstream American workers and to protect them. I mean, in the report that you just got, someone read a Tea Party sign saying unions are un-American.
Right.
Now that's a stunning thing to see. I mean, for much of the 20th century, and indeed a lot of the progress in the history of labor and labor relations in the United States was towards public statements and laws which said unions are very American and fundamentally American, and they're necessary to protect American workers.
Quite a turnaround in public perception. Interesting that a fight in Wisconsin over unionization, over unions, has prompted a rally on Beacon Hill. And I'm wondering if you think this very public fight in Wisconsin and the way it's sort of spilling over and ending up in cities like Boston, does it endanger labor unions or help them by rallying support? What's your sense?
At the moment, I would say that it may help them by rallying support, by focusing attention on the issue. I mean, Wisconsin, I mean, this got started because of a particular governor, but, you know, Wisconsin is traditionally a strongly pro-union state. It was the first state to pass a law giving all public sector workers the right to collective bargaining. And I think that what is happening there is demonstrating to workers and public sector workers in general that they don't have to be passive, that it's a difficult time and the questions are tough, but they don't have to just take what's foisted upon them.
Well, fascinating story. Thank you, Alex Kesar, for offering us some perspective on it.
Thank you.
That's Alex Kesar. He's a professor of history and social policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, an epidemic of sexual violence in the military. We'll talk to the Somerville veteran who has sued the Pentagon to stop it. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.